the session over because I have been getting over a cold and just started coughing crazy. Just wouldn't cease it coughing. So I'm starting back over. We left off. We're doing a study on Romans, and we're on Romans chapter 1, verse 1. And we left off yesterday talking about the examples of the fathers, the forefathers in the Old Testament that had a call, that God had called them to do a work. And we've been talking about Paul's calling, the calling of Paul. Paul was called to minister and preach the gospel to the Gentiles. And because of his obedience, many Gentile people believed in Yeshua, the Messiah, which we have today. Hallelujah. The result of it is today. And we're talking about the calling of Paul, related to the calling that's upon your life from the Lord. And we left off on set apart for the gospel. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your word. We ask, oh Father, that you would illuminate our hearts and our minds to receive what your word is saying, oh Lord, and that you would wash us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness as we read your word, oh Father. Help us to understand what you are saying to us, oh Lord, individually. In Yeshua's name we pray. Amen. Well, if you would turn your swords to Philippians chapter 3, verse 5 and 6, we're going to read. And here, Paul had once set himself apart. He had been a Pharisee. Paul was a Pharisee. He was one of those that initiated the stoning of Stephen, hallelujah, before he became born again. But he was one of those that initiate the stoning of Stephen. He was a murderer. He the one that persecuted the church of Christ before he was converted. Here in Philippians chapter 3, verse 5 and 6, it reads, circumcised when I was 8 days old, of the race of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew and the son of Hebrews, as to the observance of the law, I was of the party of the Pharisees. As to my zeal, I was a persecutioner of the church, and by the law's standard of righteousness, supposed justice of rightness and right standing with God, was proven to be blameless, and no fault was found in me. Paul was well knowledgeable of the law, hallelujah, of Moses, of the Torah. The Torah is nothing but the Old Testament, hallelujah, the law, hallelujah, Moses. And the name Pharisee means a separated one. They were set themselves apart to study of God's law and deliberately separated themselves from other people. They would not even let the skirt of their robe brush against an ordinary man. These men were so religious, it's unbelievable. It said that they wouldn't even allow the skirt of their robe to brush against an ordinary man. They looked upon the Gentiles as fuel for the fires of hell, and it would have been inconceivable to them that God could offer his love and salvation to non-Jews. See, the Sadducees and the Pharisees became so religious, hallelujah, they lost sight of God's love. They lost sight completely of God. They knew God's word. They knew the Torah. They knew the law, hallelujah, but they lost sight of God's love in that. Glory to God. So therefore, they did not have a relationship with Christ. And we have to remember that it was the Pharisees and the Sadducees that secretly condemned Christ to death. Hallelujah, was religion. Hallelujah, that condemned Christ to death. Glory to God. A lot of people say that it was the Romans. The Romans, no, it wasn't. It was his own people, the Jews, that condemned him to death. This had once been Paul's thinking. He had felt himself set apart, set apart in such a way as to have nothing that but contempt for all ordinary men. Hallelujah. With this background, we can understand how dramatic his conversion had been. Now he knew that he was truly set apart, but now it was to give himself totally to bring the good news of God's love to every man of every race. See, the Sadducees and the Pharisees, you can say, hallelujah, was a prejudice. Prejudice against anyone that was not a Jew. Prejudice against anyone that did not know the scriptures, God's law. Prejudice. They felt that they were special. They came to that place that they felt that they were special in the eyes of God, and in reality, they missed God altogether. We don't ever want to come to that place, hallelujah, that we feel that we're above anyone, that we're special. Oh, I'm a Jew. I'm better than you. No, beloved, this is not the way of Christ. Hallelujah. There's none that is righteous, no, not one. Hallelujah. Becoming a Christian always separates us. However, it does not separate us from honor and self-glory, but for service and love for all men. Paul was conscious of having been set apart by God three times in his life. Let's look at those three times in his life. He was set apart from birth. In Galatians chapter 1, verse 15, he wrote, God who set me apart from birth and called me by his grace was pleased to reveal his son in me so that I might preach him among the Gentiles. God has a purpose for every man and woman born into the world. God has a purpose for you. But it is up to us to respond to his call, for it is to fulfill our lives. When we respond to God, we step into the call that he has for our lives. There is a call upon your life, and only you can answer that call. And two, he was set apart at conversion. When Paul encountered Christ on the road to Damascus, his first interaction with the Lord set him apart for the purposes of God. In Acts 9:15, verse 5 and 15, we find the story of this encounter. Who are you, Lord? Saul asked. I am Jesus whom you are persecuting, he replied. Now get up and go into the city, and you will be told what you must do. Let me stop right here for a moment. Saul asked, who are you, Lord? Saul asked, and Yahshua responded, I am Jesus whom you are persecuting. Hallelujah. Do you realize that when we are being mean, hurtful, all kind of things to our brothers in Christ, that we are doing it unto Christ himself? Hallelujah. So we need to ask God to give us a change of heart, a change of attitude on how we look at people, that we may have his heart, his compassion, that we may truly see through his eyes. But because Paul was religious, he could not see that he was persecuting Christ himself when he was persecuting the church. Now, Jesus said, now get up and go into the city and you will be told what you must do. But the Lord said to Ananias, go, this man is my chosen instrument to carry my name before the Gentiles and their kings and before the people of Israel. I will show him how much he must suffer for my name. When you came to the Lord, you stepped into the plan that God has for your life. This plan is unfolded more and more to you as you grow in Christ. 3, he was set apart by the church. There came a time in Paul's life when the church set him apart for the ministry call they recognized upon his life. This event is recorded in Acts 13, verses 1 and 3, which reads, in the church at Antioch, there were prophets and teachers, Barnabas, Simeon, called Niger, Lucius of Crane, and who had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch and saw